Welcome to this special online audio accompaniment to the world premiere of Infamous by April De Angelis, directed by Michael Oakley, which is on at the German Street Theatre, an intimate studio venue of 74 seats near Piccadilly in the West End of London, on until the 7th of October 2023, with performances Monday to Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and matinees on Tuesday and Saturday at 3 p.m. The performance lasts for 2 hours, including an interval. This audio accompaniment includes information on the play, summary, characters, sets, props and costume, plus theatre and access information. We also hear from the writer and director about the inspiration for the play and some of the visual elements, and the cast talk about and describe their characters. This online audio accompaniment is written and presented by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts for the German Street Theatre. A summary of Infamous. Emma Hamilton is the name on everyone's lips. Her attitude to the latest dance craze sweeping Europe, inspiring a generation of artists from Romani to Goethe. But Emma doesn't want to be somebody's muse. She wants to be the somebody. With rumours of Nelson's imminent arrival swirling around Naples, Emma knows exactly which pose to strike to catch his attention and leave her mark on history, or so she thinks. The extraordinary life of Emma Hamilton bursts out of the history books and onto the stage in this witty and vivacious world premiere. April De Angelis reunites with director Michael Oakley to set the record straight on one of the most famous figures in Georgian society. Characters. The play consists of 5 characters portrayed by a company of 3. Part 1. Emma Hamilton in 1798 is played by Rose Quentin. She is slim, glamorous and in her mid-20s, with long dark brown hair at the back and on one side that comes down to the waist. She wears a shimmering white dress with delicate crinkled elbow-length sleeves and a striking silver necklace. She's confident and often reckless. Mrs. Cadogan, Emma's mother, is played by Caroline Quentin. She wears a floor-length black dress with a white undershirt. At the start of the play, she wears a large black overcoat with a hood and wears a white bonnet with 2 white straps that comes down to her waist. A black ribbon runs around the bonnet and there's a black bow on top of it. She is wise and engaging. Vincenzo, played by Riyad Ritchie, is a young Italian manservant in his early 20s. He wears beige trousers, a beige waistcoat, and a white shirt with long billowing sleeves and a white frilly necktie. He is charismatic and flirtatious. Part 2 characters. Emma Hamilton in 1815 is played by Caroline Quentin. She's in her 40s, is somewhat dishevelled and often under the influence of alcohol and hides a green bottle in her sleeve and often drinks from it. She wears a torn beige full-length dress and red-heeled shoes. She has flowing long grey hair tied up with a hair wrap. She enters in a large cream overcoat. Horatia, played by Rose Quentin, is young and slim and in her teenage years. She wears her brown hair tied back in a simple bun. She wears a plain grey floor-length dress and brown clogs. She's often naive and impressionable. Jacques, played by Riyad Ritchie, is slim and charismatic in his early 20s. He wears a white shirt, navy tailcoat, beige trousers and a black tricorn triangle hat.
Set. As you take your seat, the stage is open to you. In part 1, the walls of the set are painted a light off-white mint green. There are dapples of brown which look gold under the warm orange lighting. There are a couple of gold ornate panels on each section of the wall. There are 2 decorative rugs on the floor, one is larger and green and the other smaller and red-brown. These cover the entirety of the floor and suggest the residence is grand and stately. There is a gold doorframe on the left. This leads to backstage, which is hidden by a black curtain. On the right side of the stage lies a gold gilded desk and chair set, which is very elaborate and suggests wealth. The chair has a white shiny shawl draped over it. The seat cushion is mint green. On the small desk is a feather and ink, delicate gold-gilded feather and ink set. On the other side of the desk is a brown pattern trinket box. There is a chaise longue across the back wall in the centre of the stage. Its structure is gold and gilded, and the cushion part is mint green in colour. On the left side of the chaise longue is a gold-gilded low-end table. It contains a round platter of fruit, some cheese, and a very large chorizo sausage. Behind the platter sits two glass goblets and an ornate glass jug of water. At the end of part one, the character of Jax addresses the audience directly and with the help of a stagehand rearranges elements of the set for part two, before announcing that the toilets are now open, which are accessible through a door on the left on the stage. Part 2. Shutters have been opened on the walls to reveal a brown grey barn-like wooden panel that looks rustic. Now all the mint green walls from before are hidden. The walls now look like barn walls. There is a doorway now to the right of the stage. There is no longer a doorway on the left-hand side. The rugs have been rolled back to reveal a stony-looking grey floor. The chaise longue has been covered up with a white sheet and a brown tattered blanket. It is now to the left as you look at the stage where the desk was. There is a brown rustic stool with a brown bucket on top and a brown bucket next to it. There is furniture to the left draped in a white sheet. There is another piece of furniture on the left as you look at the stage, which is also covered in a white sheet. In part 2, in the first scene, Horatia is sitting on a stool next to a bucket scrubbing on a cream petticoat. She often sits on the floor on the right. There is a single bunk bed that Emma often sits or lies on. She conceals a dark green bottle from Horatia and secretly drinks from it. Later on, the two women have a tussle and Emma spills wine on the petticoat. Writer and director April DeAngelis and director Michael Oakley discuss the inspiration for the play and visual elements.
Well, I mean, in a sense, I just sit in the rehearsal rooms and, you know, the script is my baby, so I take care of that. I just think of it from a textual point of view. I'm just always watching, you know, making sure the scenes work, making sure that, you know, actors may have questions for me and so may the director. But actually the director is the person who stages it, who actually puts the page on the stage. So I'm going to pass over to Michael.
The challenge of this play really is that it takes place in two very different locations. In the first half, we are in Naples at the very end of the 18th century, and we're in a palace, so we have to create a palatial feeling space in a very small theatre. But we hopefully make it look plush and very grand. And in the second half, we are about 15 years later, and we are in a barn in Calais, which is a completely different feel to it. It's much darker, it's dirtier, it's dingier. So the two worlds of the play are very much contrasting, and we've done everything in this production to make those contrasts really apparent.
Cast members talk about and describe their characters.
Hello, my name is Caroline Quentin, and I am playing two characters in Infamous. I play Mrs. Cadogan, who is Emma Hamilton's mother, and then I also, in the second act, play Emma. So I play a woman from the Wirral in Cheshire in the first half, and she is called Mary Cadogan, and we meet her when she has arrived back from travelling throughout warring Europe. And I walk on stage, and despite the fact the play is set in Naples in midsummer, I am wearing a big, thick, heavy woolen dress with a white cap with a traditional black braid on it and a big rosette right in the middle of my forehead, and you can't see any of my hair. And I'm also wearing a great, big, thick, heavy black cape with a big black hood, and I'm carrying a small black sort of pouchy type bag. She wears spectacles during one part of the action, little wire rimmed spectacles when she's doing some sewing. She combs her daughter's hair, so she uses a little wooden comb at one point. Her shoes are black leather and pointy with black ribbons. And I think a good line of dialogue, let me think. It's probably her entrance is a good introduction to her. She comes in saying, I'm back, it's me, fetch me wine. What a journey. Second character I play in Infamous is Emma Hamilton herself, but in her latter years. She is very much a shadow of her former self. We meet her and it's very obvious that she's taken to the drink and she is wearing rags and her hair is grey and long, and I have a wig for this second part of the play, and it's a sort of almost waist length grey and black wig, very unkempt. At this point, Emma is probably about 50, maybe late 40s. There's very little left of her finery when we meet her in the first half as a young woman. She has jewellery and diamonds and beautiful things, and there is no sparkle left in her life at all. One of my favourite lines of Emma in the second half, the character Emma I play, she says, I was very beautiful. I've forgotten the number of portraits I sat for.
Hi, my name is Rose. I'm an actor in the play and I play in Act One, Emma Hamilton. We first meet Emma. She's coming on stage and she's writing a letter to Nelson because he's just won the Battle of the Nile and he's coming to the port in Naples. So she's in this beautiful, in the Palazzo Cesar in Naples. And she comes in, but she has waist length, long, dark, curly hair, middle parting tendrils, sort of like a Grecian woman. She has very flushed, beautiful skin. She's got gold anchor earrings on that she had made for Nelson. She's obsessed with Nelson. A beautiful sort of necklace. She's wearing bracelets, lots of sparkly rings. She loves her jewellery. She is wearing a empire waist white dress. She's got a very womanly figure. She loves showing that off. She's in her mid-20s, she's a young woman. She comes on with a pen and paper, but it's a quill, obviously. She uses a mirror, she has a diamond bracelet that she gets asked to be put on by her mother, Mrs. Cadogan. As lines she would say in the play, so she says, we're going home, I'll be fated. The woman that loved Nelson back to life. I couldn't have done more, no one could. I'll be famous. And I play in Act Two, Horatia Nelson. So we first meet Horatia and she is scrubbing away at a petticoat which has seen better days. Very young woman, little girl really, and she has a middle parting, a very sort of Puritan bun. There's sort of bits of her hair coming down. She's got dirt on her face, she's got no makeup on. She looks very tired, she's very hungry. Her face is sort of sunken, she's quite pale. She wears a grey, quite heavy dress, that's sort of a rounder neckline. It looks quite loose on her, the dress is quite big because she has not eaten in a while. The very important clog that she wears because Emma, her mother, has sold the shoes. So she walks sort of with a hunched posture. She feels quite sorry for herself, but she sort of has this notion in her head that she should be. And as we go along the act, she becomes a bit more confident as she sort of has enough of Emma. A line Horatia will say, I'm not going to go out there and be humiliated like singing for my supper. I am not like you. I do not want to become like you. My father was Lord Horatio Nelson, and you, from what I can make out, are the pushy daughter of a Cheshire blacksmith who whored her way to the top.
Hello, my name is Riyad Ritchie, and in the first half of the play, I'll be playing the role of Vincenzo Giovanni. Vincenzo is an Italian young man from Naples who works as Emma Hamilton's personal footman. Vincenzo is passionate, poetic, and flamboyant. His movement is light and bouncy. Vincenzo glides across the stage like clouds across the sky. Vincenzo wears a lavish gold and white uniform with neutral stockings and breeches and a frilly coif at the front. Here's what Vincenzo sounds like. Abbiate pietà di me, ma vi supplico. So in the second half, I'll be playing Jacques Fournier. He is also a young man, but he is French. He's a French man who lives in a small town in Calais. He is the mayor's son. Jacques is a charming, graceful man who enjoys the company of others. His movement is more grounded and direct and much more subtle compared to Vincenzo. He is distinguished by his rustic and earthy coloured clothing. Most noticeable is his black dress coat with a high collar and a black trench tricorne to match. This is what Jacques sounds like. Ah, enchanté, mademoiselle. Je m'appelle Jacques Fournier.
Theatre and access information for the German Street Theatre. The German Street Theatre is situated on 16B German Street, London, SW1Y6ST, off Lower Regent Street, which is a few minutes' walk from Piccadilly Tube Station. The venue is a small, intimate performance space with 74 seats. There is no step-free access. As you enter the venue, a staircase leads directly into a small auditorium made up of red seats in the centre and on the right-hand side. The box office and bar is situated at the bottom of the stairs. A neon white sign spells out McLeod's and Miller's minibar. Toilets, including disabled, are accessible via the door on the stage with a projected sign above. Please note they are only available for use before, during the interval and after the show. Access and booking information can be found by visiting the website, which is germanstreettheatre.co.uk, or by calling 020 7287 2875. The next play will be Owners by Carol Churchill, that runs from the 12th of October until the 11th of November 2023. An audio introduction to the play will be available after the 17th of October via a link on the website. This audio accompaniment was written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, for those visually impaired. Thanks for listening. For further information about audio description, you can visit audiodescription.co.uk.